It's Bob Perot, and we're talking about another hidden gem in our listening area. And we're very pleased to be joined today by Finn Mullally, who is a spokesperson for the Oakfield Rugby Park. Finn, this hasn't been around too long, has it, sir?
Hi, Bob. No, it's this, the clubhouse itself. We had a grand opening only this summer in July.
Tell us a little bit about it, because a lot of people may not know about this, but I mean, you get the name Oakfield Rugby Park, and you're obviously thinking that this is a place for sports.
Absolutely. And for the most part, that was the genesis behind the project. So the Lanark Highland Rugby Football Club really is the entity that built and created and is the main client and user of the park. But the park is really meant to be a cultural place for all the folks in Lanark County to enjoy a variety of sports and cultural events.
There's an absolutely beautiful building that is there, and obviously serving as the hub for the park. Tell us about it.
So the clubhouse itself was built by Dan Drummond, who's also the president of the Rugby Football Club. And an excellent fact about it was that all of the folks that worked on that, I think to a person, are all members of the club as well. So the building was financed internally by the club, and it was the labor that went into it was all Highlander labor as well. Sits on 20 beautiful acres. It's just on the south side of County Road 10, or the Drummond Concession 2, between here and Franktown, probably just 10 minutes outside of town. And on the south side of the road, lots of people have seen it in construction, wondered what it is. And we finally got two little blue signs up that that denoted as Oakfield Rugby Park. But we will be putting a larger sign in when we get around to it.
And there's more than one pitch there, right?
So we've got four pitches on the field. One of them built to international standards. And the land was crowned and developed really with rugby in mind. One of the things about playing rugby is it's hard to find a pitch because we are hard on the surface of a pitch. And when we were homeless, one of the struggles was always finding a place to play games. So we've got our own spot now, but it's not meant to be exclusively for rugby. So we're quite happy to see other sports and other sporting events happening on those fields. And to be frank, like the vision when we built the place was to make a spot in Lanark County that we could begin to develop this sport and really grow the club and add women's sides, men's, girls. We've got different abilities, levels of rugby, old boys and old gals, and to really try to create Lanark County as a developmental hub and a center of excellence for rugby for Eastern Ontario. So we've been working with the other rugby clubs around and lots of non-rugby entities as well.
I played in high school, and you know, at that time, Twin Elm was a destination. Like, if you made it to play at Twin Elm, it was a big deal. I could see that this would be another one of those destinations. You may have some sort of high school tournament or something like that happen at the pitch at some point.
Yeah, that's the intent. In fact, we are looking forward to hosting tournaments, rugby and other tournaments as well. And looking very strongly at the high school, the high schools around Lanark County as being sort of our prime areas to help develop the sport and send our own coaches in to help with growing the sport in Lanark County.
Now, you have that beautiful clubhouse, of course, which would serve as a perfect base of operations for a tournament. Now, when we talk about those who aren't in high school, it's fully licensed. So you're looking at a place where you can play all day and party all night if you want, and a fully catered kitchen there as well. So really, it's a one-stop shop for, you know, that type of need.
Yeah, we hold about, I think we're zoned for about 136 folks in the Great Hall itself. The Great Hall is a beautiful room. It's got I think it's a 16 or 20 foot bar with a copper top, beautiful stone fireplace, large hearth, a large chandelier, iron chandelier that hangs down between the rafters and looks out over that beautiful landscape. It's a real gem. There's two full change rooms with showers that exit directly onto the field. So you can come off the pitch into the change room and then shower and change and come into the clubhouse nice and clean. And down in the basement, we've got another hidden gem within the hidden gem. Tony Vanderberg has outfitted a really high-end, beautiful gym down in the basement. So club membership also gets you access to a really fine fitness facility down in the basement. But again, as you said, we're not just about the sports. We've had probably a dozen or more weddings there already, a great wedding location. And this summer we hosted, and again, tied back to Tony Vandenberg, the world's strongest disabled man and woman championship on the grounds. And that was a televised event. So so we've got into some diverse sports related activities, as well as some good cultural stuff.
Excellent. And we only have a moment left here, but we wanted to mention that another thing that is a big part of what is happening over at Oakfield Rugby Park is live music. This is great.
Yeah, so we're doing a session, like a traditional Celtic session, every Sunday afternoon, 2 to 5. No charge, no membership required, open to the public. We've got really high-end guest hosts that will come in each week on a rotational basis. Graham Lindsay is going to be there this weekend. We've got Amelia Bartelis from the Newfoundland band, the Dardanelles, and she'll be fiddling with Doug Borward. We've got Fern and Willow from the Receivers, Evan Lewis from the River Thieves, Kelly Hood playing the Illan Pipes. It's really a really nice, family-friendly afternoon of traditional music in a beautiful setting.
And you hope to do some larger concerts, if you will, or maybe a different time of day, you know, evening shows as well, because it could become quite the spot for live music.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, actually, because the 19th of November, we are going to be doing our first kind of sit-down listening room concert in the room. And we've got Graham Lindsay, who is going to be performing with his band and playing some songs from his upcoming CD. So we're looking to get a crowd out for that. 7 o'clock, $10 at the door. And that's Saturday, the 19th of November.
Awesome. Well, this is truly a hidden gem. And I think it's only because not enough people know about it because it's so new, but it sounds like you're doing some wonderful things to make it happen. If people would like to know a little bit more about this, the best way to do it is?
So if you go to our website at oakfieldrugbypark.com, all one word, oakfieldrugbypark.com, you can have a look around, you can see the site, and you can also get to us through lanarkrugby.com. So lanarkrugby.com will also take you into the site, and all are welcome, and it would really be nice to see those intersections between the rugby community and the greater community.
Absolutely. We'll have to have you back when you start recruiting for some new players.
Very good, Bob. I appreciate it. Thanks very much for the support from Lake 88.
You're very welcome, Finn, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
We've been speaking with Finn Mullally, who is, of course, with the Oakfield Rugby Park, a brand new hidden gem just outside of Perth. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening.